Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio here with Easton Knoll of the Jefferson Blue Jays Dream Team, member for the second year in a row. And what a great career for Easton Knoll, and especially the Blue Jays in his senior year, as they were district champions for the first time ever in school history. Easton Knoll getting to be a part of that. Also a career leader in points at 1,866 at Jefferson. And you're also eighth all-time, dude, in three-point shooting in the state of Missouri and three-pointers made. Where would you like to begin?
I actually didn't even know I was eighth all-time until we had our basketball banquet and Coach Breeze announced it. And so that was the first time I actually heard that. That's pretty cool to be on the leaderboards all-time in Missouri. So pretty cool. And obviously a great year this year, winning district championship. So all-around great year.
I know when we talked after you won the district, you really didn't have very many words to describe the feelings that you had winning that district title. But you knew it went beyond just you guys on the floor, went through the coaching staff, through the community, family, friends, all that good stuff. Do you have words for it now?
Yes, it was amazing. Looking back at it now, winning it, it was just honestly the only word I explained it as crazy. All the emotion after the game, and like when Coach Breeze cut the net and the community was behind him cheering his first year, obviously, it was just it was a crazy night.
I know making Dream Team the first time is a pretty special moment for you guys. When it comes to a second time, which is in your case, is it still just as special for you?
Yes, it's still very special. People that are selected to the Dream Team are obviously can play very well around here. So to be one of the few that were selected is an honor.
I want you to talk a little bit about your teammates, one in particular, John White. I think Coach Breeze and I kind of felt throughout the year he's kind of a game changer for you guys, and it was probably nice for you to have someone that was along those same lines as you. Talk about him and the rest of your team this year and just why you guys were able to win that district title like you were able to do.
Yes, sir. John was a very big part of the team this year. I don't even know what he shot from two, but I think he shot like 70% from field. John was very, very special inside, and he can even step out and create a little range and make some threes. So John was a huge help this year. Some of the times our team started slow, John kind of anchored us down and carried the team for the first half and kept us in it enough to keep in striking distance. When we all got hot or we all got ready to play, we were able to win the game. So John was a huge part. And other teammates like Daniel, Cole, Jacob, Eric, Colin, all of them. Hayden Wagner even came in and got some minutes. But really, it was a great year shooting-wise for like Eric Eisenbeiss really stepped up this year hitting threes. And Cole's always been a great shooter. He stepped up hitting threes too. And Jacob played very well as well.
I know I'm going to put you on the spot here for a second, Easton, and ask you to give us one or two words that sum up what this 2018-19 Jefferson boys basketball team was.
I think I could sum it up in one word. I think it'd be special. Obviously, we've never won a district game coming into that, and we knew we could win the district game, obviously, and go a little further, and we ended up winning the district championship. So I think really the team we had this year, defensive-wise and even making shots, we were a special team.
All right, so Dream Team athlete Easton, 561 points this year, 1,866 for your career, which is setting the bar really high for future Blue Jays. Have you thought of it in that regard, or is it just, you know what, you put in your time and your points this season, and you're just happy to be up there with, you know, some of the best?
I think I kind of look at it as I put in my time and really the points. I didn't really worry about the points. I just went out and tried to win games all 4 years, and the points came along with it. Yeah, it's a high point total, 1,800, almost 2,000. But I really just want to say, even any of the kids at Jefferson or come to Jefferson, I think if you work hard, you can beat that. So just keep working.
All right, very cool. All right, one final thing from you. I know college is a big decision for a lot of guys, especially the talented ones like yourself. And without giving too much away, or if you want to, just sort of the recruiting process for you and kind of where you are at in terms of that decision.
Here in the last month, actually, after the season was over, recruiting starting to pick up, gone to a couple open gyms and played with some college guys, and really started to pick it up, got my first couple offers. So now it's kind of just the next couple weeks kind of deciding on what I think fits best for me, not only athletically but academically, and where I think I'll fit in best. So it's just kind of decision time from here.
All right, and I said one last thing. I'll get one more thing from you. While you have the R7 community listening to you, what do you want to say to them?
I just want to say thank you for all my 4 years, and especially this senior year. Even from, I know my freshman year record was 8-17. didn't go very well, and even didn't have a winning record my sophomore year. But R7 community has always stayed behind us, always packed our gym, even if we weren't playing very well. So I say thank you for that, and we went out and won a district championship this year. So couldn't have done it without the R7 community.
Well said, Easton. Congratulations on being a Dream Team athlete. Best of luck in college.
Thank you.
All right, that is Easton Null, Dream Team athlete for the Jefferson Blue Jays, joining us here on Regional Radio.